With KSJD News, this is Lucas Brady Woods. The Cortez City Council held its bi-weekly meeting on Tuesday. At the meeting, the council approved additional spending for the Cortez Police Department. The expenses include about $85,000 for new body cameras and other equipment. Cortez Police Chief Vernon Knuckles says that currently almost all of the police department's body cameras are broken and need to be replaced. The expenses also include the recruitment of an assistant chief of police with an annual salary of $125,000. And in a vote that was split 4-3, the council also passed a motion to reopen its meetings to the public for in-person attendance. Restrictions like mask wearing and social distancing will be in place, and council chambers will operate in accordance with state guidelines. And on the state level, Colorado lawmakers are unveiling more proposals they say will help residents recover from the economic devastation caused by the pandemic. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
The bipartisan recovery plan includes roughly $700 million, with a quarter of the money going toward infrastructure projects like repairs to the Eisenhower-Johnson tunnels. There's more tax relief for restaurants and other small businesses, and money to help communities losing coal jobs. Governor Jared Polis says the state can afford it because lawmakers ended up cutting more than they needed to from last year's budget. But the latest stimulus plan announced is smaller than the $1.3 billion package Polis requested in November. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
This is KSJD News.